do you see this decision aiding the demilitarization of the Korean Peninsula?
Well, look, I think it does, because these military exercises, as you kind of just alluded to, are absolutely massive. They have historically involved hundreds of thousands of troops, and they're a kind of huge exercise in military might aimed at North Korea, aimed to, as a kind of demonstration of power. So I do think that stopping these exercises points towards the kind of possibility of demilitarization, but I mean, having said that, there's still a long way to go.
Do you think that the decision will hold, or do you think that the drills will be likely to start again?
Look, that's a really good question. I think, you know, in the last couple of years, we've seen that Trump, you know, can go back on decisions. He can change his mind pretty quickly. But I think reinstating these military exercises would be somewhat difficult, because, you know, they are a huge logistical effort, but also because Trump has suggested and has complained, really, about how expensive these military exercises are. So I think he would be reluctant to reinstate them because he's made those comments about how expensive they are. But that's not to say, you know, under a different administration that they might return. They've been pretty popular amongst some American foreign policy and defense circles. So I think there would be, you know, maybe a push to reinstate them, but I don't think it would necessarily come from Trump.
Do you think that this will affect greater military operations in the region going forward?
I don't think it will. I think these military exercises were more like games. They were more like a demonstration of power. So, you know, when you said earlier that some people have suggested this might affect military readiness, I don't think that's necessarily the case. And the US certainly isn't drawing down its presence in the region. So there's over 28,000 troops, US troops in South Korea, and the US has been very firm in saying that they will stay there, they're not being withdrawn. So I don't think this will have any kind of flow-on effect in the region.
So what do you think is the purpose of stopping the drills then, if the US aren't taking anyone out?
It's a good question. Look, I think it's a kind of a fig leaf to North Korea, who the North Koreans have been really opposed to these exercises. They've called them kind of invasion practice. So this is a bit of a fig leaf to them to suggest to them that the US in particular is serious about these negotiations. I think it was something that was decided before the summit in Hanoi that this was going to happen. Trump had alluded to it, as I said earlier. So, I think it's more about a kind of symbol to the North Koreans that the US want talks to continue.
More of a metaphor than really making any change. So you mentioned before that the American occupation hasn't changed in the region. Do you think this could be the beginning of the end of the American occupation in Korea?
Look, people have suggested that, and certainly before this summit in Hanoi, people even suggested that there might be a peace declaration between the US and North Korea, that they would finally declare an end to the Korean War, which is still officially continuing. I think there's probably a long way to go before that could happen. You know, Trump has kind of suggested he would be the one to bring peace to the region and peace between the US and North Korea. But then, you know, he showed up in Hanoi, I think, you know, somewhat underprepared and unwilling to negotiate or in good faith. So I think there's probably a long way to go, and I wouldn't be confident that peace would arrive under President Trump.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Emma.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.